Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. You know we're your one-stop shop for staying ahead of the game in cybersecurity, and today we've got three stories that might just blow your mind. The craziest part, they all come down to one simple but crucial lesson. Even a tiny security slip-up can have huge EE consequences. We're diving into GoDaddy's face-off with the FTC, a hacker group claiming to have HPE's secret sauce, and a hotel data breach that's hit some pretty big names.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it, how often we see these things happen? Like, one little oversight can end up causing chaos across the entire digital world.
Yeah, it really makes you think. So first up, let's talk about GoDaddy, the website hosting giant. They've found themselves in some serious hot water with the Federal Trade Commission. And we're not talking about a slap on the wrist here. The FTC is demanding a complete security overhaul.
And they're not messing around. The FTC's allegations are pretty serious, you know? They're saying GoDaddy wasn't doing the basic stuff like keeping their software up to date or even looking out for security threats. And this apparently led to multiple breaches between 2019 and 2022.
Oof, that's not good. It's almost like they forgot Cybersecurity 101. You know, it makes you wonder about all those small businesses who depend on hosts like GoDaddy. If their security is shaky, those businesses are sitting ducks.
Absolutely. The FTC's proposed order is a big one. GoDaddy would have to stop misleading customers about their security practices, and they'd have to put a complete security program in place, the whole shebang. They'd even need to hire an independent assessor to check their work regularly.
Wow, that's a lot. This whole thing is a major wake-up call for everyone, even if you don't use GoDaddy. It just shows how important it is to ask your web host about their security. Don't assume they've got it all figured out. Do your research, ask the tough questions, and make sure your digital home is built on solid ground.
It's like, you know, before you move into a new apartment, you check the building codes, right? You want to make sure everything's up to par and that it's safe.
Exactly. All right, moving on from web hosts, our next stop is the world of big tech. We're talking about Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, or HPE for short. Now, a hacker group called Intel Broker is claiming they got their hands on some seriously sensitive info from HPE, including source code.
Yeah, this is where things get a little bit murky. See, HPE's investigating, but they say they haven't found any evidence of a breach yet. Now, this could mean a few things. Maybe Intel Broker's just bluffing, or maybe HPE just hasn't found it yet.
Okay, so it's a bit of a waiting game. But hold on, why would a hacker group lie about stealing something like this? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, there could be a few reasons, right? Maybe they want to pressure HPE into paying a ransom, or maybe they're trying to damage HPE's reputation, you know? Even the suspicion of a breach can do a lot of damage in the business world.
It's like a game of cyber chicken, and the stakes are H-I-G-H. So let's talk tech for a sec. How are these hackers saying they got in?
They're claiming they first got access through HPE's Atlassian server. Atlassian makes software that a lot of companies use for, like, project management and code collaboration, so it's a pretty tempting target for hackers.
So it's like finding the master key to a whole building. And in this case, that master key supposedly led them straight to HPE source code.
Exactly. And stealing source code, that's a big deal. It's like stealing the secret formula for Coca-Cola.
Now, that's where things get really interesting. What happens if something like that gets out? What are the consequences?
Well, imagine if HPE's competitors got a hold of their source code, they could copy their tech or figure out exactly how it works. Hackers could analyze it to find weaknesses and exploit them. It's not just about the initial breach, you see. The impact of something like this could last for years. It really is. It'd be like having the blueprints for some revolutionary new thing, and then boom, they fall into the wrong hands. Could be a disaster.
No kidding. Okay, so for our last story today, let's switch gears to something that might hit a little closer to home for some of you out there. Hotels. We're talking millions of hotel guests having their personal information exposed because of a data breach at this company, Hotelier.
And get this, Hotelier, they're a hotel management platform, and they work with some of the biggest names out there. We're talking Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, the whole crew. And it's not just, oh, a few credit card numbers here and there. No, no, this is way bigger. Think reservation details, transactions, even employee emails, all compromised.
So anyone who stayed at a major hotel chain, like anytime recently, their info could be out there. That's a little unsettling.
Yeah, it's a reality check for sure. Always a good idea to keep an eye on those credit reports and watch out for any fishy emails or messages, especially if they say they're from a hotel you've stayed at. Could be trouble.
Good advice. So spill the beans. How did that even happen? Was it some crazy hack?
Nah, nothing too fancy. It all started with, you guessed it, a compromised Amazon S3 cloud storage bucket.
Okay, for those of us who aren't cloud storage whizzes, what does that even mean?
Sure, so cloud storage is basically like renting space on someone else's computer to store your stuff, your data, that is. And Amazon S3, they're like the big dog in the cloud storage game.
So Atelier was keeping all their data on Amazon servers.
You got it. And the thing about these storage buckets is they got to be locked down tight. If they're not, anyone who figures out the right combo can just waltz in and take what they want.
Kind of like storing your valuables in a unit with a weak lock. Not a good idea.
Hit the nail on the head. And in this case, well, the hackers got their hands on those keys, so to speak.
And how did they pull that off?
First step was getting into Atelier systems. Yeah. How? Stolen employee logins.
Ooh, inside job.
Not necessarily. These logins, they were probably snagged through phishing scams or malware that stuff's everywhere these days.
Ugh, those phishing emails are getting sneakier by the minute. It's getting hard to tell what's real and what's fake.
Tell me about it. That's why you got to be extra careful. If you see a link or an attachment in an email and something feels off, don't click it. Even if it looks like it's from someone you know, double check that email address. Better safe than sorry.
Right. No clicking on shady links. So to sum it up, the hackers, they got in with those stolen logins, found the keys to the cloud storage, and then bam, all that data was theirs for the taking.
Pretty much. And honestly, if Atelier had their security game on point, this whole thing might never have happened. Like, imagine if they had multi-factor authentication or actually secured those cloud storage buckets. It's like they left the keys to the castle out in the open.
Ouch, that's gotta sting. But it's a lesson for all of us, right? So what can folks do if their data is potentially out there because of this breach?
First things first. If you've stayed at any of these hotels, keep a close eye on your credit reports and bank statements. Anything fishy, red flag.
And like always, gotta remind everyone to watch out for those phishing scams.
Oh yeah, definitely. Any email, any message, if something seems off, even just a little bit, don't click on anything. Especially if they're saying they're from a hotel, you know. Always better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. On a brighter note though, have I been pound that website, they've added all the email addresses that got exposed in this breach to their database.
So if you're worried, head over there, check if your email's on the list. It's a super handy tool for getting a quick look at your, you know, online security situation.
Okay, so big picture time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got GoDaddy in trouble with the FTC for not taking security seriously enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this possible source code heist at HPE. And we've got millions of hotel guest data floating around out there because of this cloud storage mess.
It's been a busy week in cybersecurity land.
No kidding. And it's crazy, right? All three of these stories, they show us how even the smallest security slip-up can turn into a huge problem. It's not always about stopping the fanciest hackers. Sometimes it's the simple stuff that trips us up.
Right, like strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keeping your software up to date, watching out for those phishing scams might seem boring, but these things, they make a difference.
It's like, yeah, you lock your front door, but then you leave a spare key under the mat, right? What's the point?
Exactly. So take a minute, think about your online habits. Are you doing everything you can to protect yourself, protect your data, update those passwords, turn on that two-factor authentication, and be suspicious of any email or message that you weren't expecting?
Cybersecurity, it's not just about protecting your data. It's about protecting your privacy, your money, even your peace of mind. It's about being in control of your digital life and making yourself a less attractive target, you know, for those cyber criminals.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and insights to help you navigate this crazy world of cybersecurity. Until then, stay safe, stay curious.
And remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay safe out there, and have a great day, everyone.